Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Ayin Dalet, Baruch Hashem. We start a new parak today, seventh parak Maseches Pesachim, taking us in a deeper and deeper into the world of Kodshim, the world of Korbanos, and particularly the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah details the procedure of how the actual Pesach was roasted, the way that it was prepared, and the way that it was hung up and put over the fire. And related topic on Amud Aleph, a few lines down, the Gemara near the end brings up the case of a mulyasa, which is a raw meat stuffing that was not salted and was roasted inside of another animal. Says the Gemara, if it's roasted inside, the meat that was roasted is going to be permitted. What would be the potential problem? So you're dealing with stuffing that had not been salted. We have a principle in halacha that if the blood of a meat, of an animal that was slaughtered kosher, and a person wants to eat that meat and use that meat, the blood that's inside has to be drawn out using a process called malicha, salting. So Abaye jumps and asks, what about the blood that's absorbed into the meat from the stuffing? What's going to happen? It's going to come out of the stuffing. It's going to go into the meat that's outside. So Rabba answered a principle in Hilchos Kashrus called Kebolo Kach Polto. As the blood is being absorbed, as it's being brought in and internalized by the meat, by the external meat, it's also polto. It's also emitting it as well. So the whole process there, the heat process that is underneath roasting this meat, actually draws all the blood out after it gets absorbed. What's the proof? Says the Gemara, the Korban Pesach from our Mishnah. You have the limbs, you have the intestines are stuffed inside of the Korban. And of course, that's the parallel concept. They themselves don't have the same process, don't have the same process what's on the outside. And yet, the Mishnah says the whole thing will, of course, be permitted to consume. So the Gemara rejects this, and there's a next proof about a heart of a chicken, also rejected that the blood of by the Korban Pesach, you can't compare. So the difference is there, the spot where the shechita is done, called the Besa shechita, that's where the blood is flowing out. It's an open spot, so it doesn't go directly. And by the chicken heart as well, the Gemara rejects it, since that case is not comparable, because over there, the unique feature of the heart is that it's smooth and it does not absorb. Now, the parallel sugya, the parallel related topic of this is found in Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara concludes over there that if one piece of meat is roasting on top of another piece of meat, and so you have the gravity principle here, so the blood that's going to come out of one meat, it's going to be emitted by one meat, it's going to go down. But so it says the Gemara that if it's meat on top of meat, it's going to be permitted because all the blood flows downward. But if it was liver, for example, on top, L'chachila, we really do not apply the concept of kebolo kach polto, because in the case of liver, explains the Gemara, there's too much blood inside of it in order for all of it to be emitted and absorbed and emitted in the appropriate fashion. As a result of all of this, the Gemara, the few dapim later, Kufi Gimelav, requires a klima nukav, a perforated vessel to be used for the salting process, because it utilized for the salting process. Otherwise, as the Rosh writes in Paraches and Maseches Chulin, a kli she'ena manuka, if it doesn't have any holes, will cause the meat to now be soaked in salty blood. That would also prohibit the vessel as well. The chiddush is that we include an angled surface, the Rosh says, to count as a kli manuka as well. So it could be perforated, says the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simen Samach Tes, Siv Tes Zayin. It could be perforated, or it can be an angled board as well. What comes out as a fundamental idea of this halacha is that even when we may apply a principle in halacha, such as kebolo kach polto, a very known principle, Chazal reminds us we need to see how it works in reality. And we need to look in reality, because sometimes when we apply a principle, we have to adjust the mechanism to ensure we don't cause an unwanted result.